From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice at the brigade and battalion headquarters level.
This is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics. The very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
Carter also announced Monday increased funding for Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. He had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the fate of as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants Monday. The justices will hear opening arguments in a case involving the legality of President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration. The lawsuit in U.S. versus Texas asks the court to consider whether the president's 2014 executive actions, deferring deportations for some undocumented immigrants, are within the government's authority or whether they exceed his constitutional authority. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. This is VOA News. A court in Kiev has convicted 2 Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes. It sentenced them to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexdrov and Yevgeny Yerofeyev guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine, assisting a terrorist group committing an act of terrorism and using weapons to provoke an armed conflict. Both have acknowledged being Russian servicemen. But Russia's defense ministry said they had resigned from active duty and traveled to Ukraine on their own. U.S. presidential candidates campaigned Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primaries. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, trailing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his 2 rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in the heart of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 15 people. The blast was originally thought to be due to a malfunction on the bus, but officials now say the cause was due to an explosive device. Officials are still investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The death toll from an earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350. Researchers continue to pull bodies from flattened buildings. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Ecuador's northwest coast late Saturday. A United Nations envoy says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. Both sides have accused the other of ceasefire violations during the past 2 months. United Nations mediator Stefan de Mistura says negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation would remain in Geneva for technical discussions. The United Nations envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says peace talks that were set to start Monday between Yemen's warring parties have been delayed. He said he was working to overcome the latest challenges and urged the delegations to show good faith and participate in the talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and the top rebel leader Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transition government. That is seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. A U.S. federal appeals court has upheld a billion-dollar plan by the National Football League to settle a brain concussion lawsuit filed by thousands of former players. About 200 retirees had objected to the agreement, arguing it did not include compensation for players who have not yet shown signs of a degenerative brain disease. A 3-judge panel in Philadelphia ruled medical research on the matter is not yet conclusive.
That's the latest world news from VOA.